Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Sparky Adams. Batting second, the shortstop, Woody English. Batting third, the right fielder, Earl Webb. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Howard Fragaw. Batting eighth, the catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Charlie Root. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Charlie Root. For the Pittsburgh Pirates, batting in the leadoff spot, the first baseman, George Grantham. Batting second, the left fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting third, the center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Glenn Wright. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Pye Trainer. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Hal Rein. Batting eighth, the catcher, Earl Smith. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bullet Joe Bush. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bullet Joe Bush. And now, play ball. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams takes first base on ball four. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English bunts towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats English for the out. Adams moves to second. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball four. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kyler. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Adams scores. Webb moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham fields it and throws to home. Smith drops the ball. Webb scores. Wilson moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, Cubs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Cubs. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bush fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root takes first base on ball four. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Root moves to second. Don Songer now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-0 in the game. English hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Root scores. Adams moves to third. It's 5-0, Cubs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Wilson moves to second. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Wilson scores. Stevenson moves to second. It's 7-0, Cubs. Howard Fraygaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraygaugh is 0-for-1 in the game. Fraygaugh hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 8-0, Cubs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhine. Grimm scores. Fraygaugh moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 9-0, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Root takes first base on ball four. Hartnett moves to second. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fraygaugh scores. Hartnett scores. Root moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 11-0, Cubs. Mike Van Groh now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 0-for-1 in the game. English hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Root scores. Adams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 12-0, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Groh spins and fires to second, with right covering, and has Adams trapped. There's the throw to Trainer, who tags Adams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trainer moves to third. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trainer scores. Rhine moves to third. It's 12-1, Cubs. Mike Van Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Groh hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rhine tags and scores. Two outs. It's 12-2, Cubs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Grantham takes first base on ball 4. Smith moves to second. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-1 in the game. Wehner bunts for a single. Smith moves to third. Grantham moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Webb hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wehner, who is chasing the ball. Webb reaches third base with a triple. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grantham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevenson for the out. Two outs. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kvin Groh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pye Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-1 in the game. Trainer hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaugh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fragaugh is called out on strikes. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks, Root strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rhein bunts towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Kvin Groh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kvin Groh is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vengroe hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Grantham hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fragaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Adams moves to second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wainer throws the ball into Ryan, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Adams scores. Webb moves to third. Two outs. It's 13-2, Cubs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ryan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wainer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Adams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0-for-2 in the game. Wainer hits a fly ball into right field. Webb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Grimm hits a line drive into left field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Howard Fragaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fragaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fragaw hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Root hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hartnett moves to third. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0 for 2 in the game. Trainer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rhine takes first base on ball 4. Earl Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Smith is hit by the pitch. Rhine moves to second. Herman Lane pinch runs for Earl Smith. Johnny Gooch pinch hits for Mike Van Groh. Johnny Gooch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooch takes first base on ball 4. Rhine moves to third. Lane moves to second. Ed Sicking pinch runs for Johnny Gooch. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Grantham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wehner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Roy Spencer now catching. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. English is called out on strikes. 1 out. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Webb hits a line drive into left field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rhine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Kiki Kiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiler is 0 for 3 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 13, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Trainer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevenson moves to second. Howard Fragaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fraga takes first base on ball 4. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stevenson tags and scores. Grimm tags and moves to third. One out. It's 14-2, Cubs. Charlie Root is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Root is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Root hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grimm scores. Fraga moves to second. It's 15-2, Cubs. Sparky Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Adams hits a line drive into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fraga tags and moves to third. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. English hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wainer. English reaches second base with a double. Fraga scores. Root moves to third. It's 16-2, Cubs. Earl Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Webb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Pie Trainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trainer is 0-for-3 in the game. Trainer hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Root fields it and throws to first for the out. Rein moves to second. Two outs. Roy Mahaffey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahaffey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got three RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stevenson hits a fly ball into right field. Wainer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Howard Fraga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fraga is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fraga hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Trainer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 16, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. George Grantham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grantham is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Grantham hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lloyd Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wainer strikes out. One out. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Grantham moves to second. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 4 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grantham moves to third. Two outs. Paul Wainer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wainer is 0 for 4 in the game. Wainer hits a fly ball. Wainer hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Wilson is chasing the ball. Wainer rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 18-2, Cubs. Glenn Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Wright strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 16, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 4. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.